A proposal back before the Public Service Commission would adjust regulations known as fuel rules. Those cover the process utilities use to ask for rate increases or cuts when prices for coal and other energy sources suddenly change. But according to the Citizens Utility Board, language in the rule package could force ratepayers to pay for millions of dollars of bonuses and other incentives for utility executives. Cub Executive Director Charlie Higley says having consumers foot that bill would be wrong.
Our biggest utilities in Wisconsin are owned by shareholders, and if they want to reward their executives with millions of dollars in bonuses, that's their prerogative. But the commission has rightly decided in years past that ratepayers should not be on the hook for those incentive payments. We'll cover their salaries, but not the lavish bonuses that utility executives receive.
Higley says many people are out of work or seeing pay cuts, and they shouldn't have to help a bunch of top-level managers. Brian Manthe is a spokesman for the state's largest utility, We Energies. Manthe says Cub and the public shouldn't worry about his company using ratepayer money for bonuses.
We haven't, and routinely that has been the case and would continue to be the case because that's not what is going to be included in rates either now or in the future.
Cub says its letter to the PSC has also been signed by groups representing paper makers and other large companies that use a lot of electricity. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.